Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. And this week, part two of Q&A on QuietWorks. In last week's episode, it was part one, I covered the section one and section two of the book. And I did some answers of those, quick questions and answers. And this week, I'm going to continue. Before I get started, though, I want to repeat an offer that I've made for the last few weeks leading up to the release on October 15th of the book QuietWorks. And the offer is this. If you would like me to send you a signed copy of the book, please send an email to jmccormack@thequietworkplace.com. You could also say jmccormack, J-M-C-C-O-R-M-A-C-K, @thebrieflab.com. Either way, I get both emails. And just give me a good address. And here's the only caveat, the only condition. If you enjoy the book, if you find the book helpful, write a review online, then buy a book and give it to somebody who you think it would benefit. That would just pay it forward. What I'm trying to do is get the word out about the value of quiet in the workday, and the book I think will be really great as an encouragement to people to start doing some small things every day to help them think and prepare and fight against the noise and be a much more impactful communicator. Quiet is time alone. Brief helps you collaborate better together, and there's a connection between those books. I'm really excited about the release of this book, and I've been at this for, 10 years formally writing what has become a trilogy, really. For me, I never thought of it this way initially. I didn't 10 years ago say I'm going to write a trilogy on being an intentional communicator, but that's in essence what's happened. So Brief came out 10 years ago. It's been translated in a number of languages. There's a very real possibility of it's going to go into paperback at some point. And Brief is really about, being clear and concise, being deliberate, saying things that cut through clutter. Our world is a noisy world. And when I wrote the book Noise 5 years ago, it was all about that environment and how you need to communicate in that environment, how you need to focus people's attention is hard because people succumb to distractions and noise and they're scattered and they're all over the place and they don't know what to do and they kind of just give in, or they just say, this is the way it is. And I'm like, no, noise is kind of the villain in the story, so to speak. And that clutter that we live in, Brief can cut through the clutter. And then this upcoming book, QuietWorks, is like your shield. And if Brief is like the sword to cut through clutter, QuietWorks is like your shield to protect you from noise, to think clearly, to plan, to understand, to learn, which is going to become more and more difficult, but more and more important to be able to do deep work. And that's the point of that book. So as we delve into part two of this three-part series leading up to the release of the book, remember that offer stands. So send me an email and I will fulfill my end of the bargain. All right, so here are the questions that we're going to tackle this week. And like last week, I'll just talk about the chapters that we're going to delve into. So we're now in section three or part three of the book, and these are quiet practices at work. So we're turning into part two was quiet isn't what you think. Part one was just a reminder that our noisy world just got noisier. So now we're gonna step admiring the problem, talking about what do we do about it, and what are our behaviors and beliefs at work, these practices. So chapter nine is entitled Principles and Practices, Defining What You Believe Will Shape How You Behave. And I firmly believe that. So we fall into these beliefs or that lead to behaviors that a lot of them are lies that, and you have to collaborate all the time, and collaboration is work is to collaborate. And there's a whole series of them that I get into that in that chapter. But the question I want to answer right now is, what are some simple ways professionals can integrate quiet time into their workday? I'm going to give you three simple ways to integrate integrate quiet into the workday. Number one is having an appointment in the morning of your day and the afternoon set. Where is my quiet time in the morning? AM, quiet time AM, quiet time PM. There's got to be a first half and a second half. So that would be my first recommendation. Where is it on your calendar? Number two is when you're collaborating during the workday, you're on email, you're talking to people, and the collaboration momentarily stops, I want you to think about, do you have a choice? Do do I pivot into, okay, I'm not collaborating with anybody, right? Else I grab my phone and I start consuming information, you know, checking email, notifications, what's going on social media, Slack, Teams, whatever you write, I want to check in. So you start consuming information. And know that there's another option, which instead of consuming information, I stop and I use that time for quiet. It's just alone, nothing, but I'm not consuming information. It's time alone, just me and my thoughts. You have two choices, consume or concentrate. The third one is in meetings. I would highly recommend to incorporate quiet as a practice to start meetings with 2 minutes of quiet. It could be 1 minute, it could be 2 minutes, it could be three, there's no magic number. But start your meeting, let's have 2 minutes of quiet to think about the agenda that we have, what we're here to discuss, what we hope to accomplish, you know, what we're going to talk about. Let's take 2 minutes in silence, just think about it, and then we'll start the meeting. You can also do that inside the meeting by giving people a set time to read things, review things. If you're going to show a presentation in a meeting, you might take a minute as a practice to say, let's take a minute to read the slide before we discuss it. So you can start meetings with quiet, you can put quiet inside a meeting agenda, and you can also put it at the end. Okay, moving right along. So chapter 11 is entitled, Leave Me Alone, It Can Wait. Parentheses, not everything is an emergency. So the question is how can we train ourselves and others to recognize that not everything requires an immediate response? Here's my answer to this. Stephen Covey taught this in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And then there's also something called the Eisenhower Matrix. And basically what it goes is it talks about things that are urgent and important. And there's 4 categories. It's like a quadrant. In one quadrant, it's things that are urgent and important, right? So it needs to be done now when it's really important. There are things that are not urgent, but important, right? So it's not due now, but it's important. Then there's categories of things that are urgent, but not important. And then finally, things that are not urgent and not important. So when you're thinking about training yourselves and others to recognize that everything requires an immediate response, that matrix can be very, very helpful. A quick summary of it is if it's urgent and important, you have to say yes to it. If it's not urgent but important planning, you need to schedule it. And quiet time is a perfect time for that. If something is not urgent and not important, you need to start getting in the habit of saying no to those things because they take time and attention and they just waste your time and waste your attention. And if things are urgent and not important, you may negotiate when, you know, how urgent is it for the person and how, in how, you know, in what your response needs to be. So it might be urgent for you, but not for me. There might be some negotiation there about no, not now, or yes, I can do this, but can I do it in 15 minutes, et cetera. So there's 4 different responses to those things, but it's called the Eisenhower Matrix, or Stephen Covey talks about this a lot. Okay, chapter 12, we're in part 3 of the book again, and these are quiet practices at work. Chapter 12 is of the Quiet Works Toolkit, 6 ways to make quiet time stick. Now, I'm not going to go into depth about these 6 tools. There's 6 tools in the toolkit. When you read the book, Quiet Works, we'll go into depth. And this is one of the most fun chapters I wrote in the book because it gets super practical. When I'm designing these tools, these are things that you can use to make quiet possible, realistic, accessible for you during the day. Because I didn't want this to be a theory. I wanted it to be something that you could actually do. That's why it's called Quiet Works. It actually works if you try it. And these tools are tools that you can use. So the question is, can you discuss your Quiet Works Toolkit and how it can help professionals reclaim their workdays? Here's a quick summary of the 6 tools. The first is called the Quiet Quiz. If you go to thequietworkplace.com, on it you'll see a Quiet Quiz. It's free. Take it. It takes a few minutes, and it'll give you a gauge of how noisy or how quiet your environment is, and you get a score. That's something that you want to take. You can take it in teams. You do our programs, but the Quiet Quiz is available online at thequietworkplace.com. The second tool is called the Lineup. The Lineup simply is my plan for how am I going to organize my day and how am I going to defend myself from noise. And it's based on the metaphor of how you feel the lineup in a sporting event, like baseball, soccer, football, like who's on the field and what positions, who are your standard players and who are your specialty players, is kind of how the lineup. It's a tool that goes into a notebook. You can go online and look at this. All these tools are available at thequietworkplace.com. The third is to signs, like indicating to people, do not disturb, quiet professional work, and we sell them. They're door hangers, the things you can put on a door, stand-up signs that tell people, quiet professional at work, do not disturb, et cetera. So give me a sign. People are not mind readers. If you're doing quiet work inside a collaborative environment, you probably need an indicator of giving people a sign. When you're online, there's ways of doing this with do not disturb or being quote unquote like off the grid. Number four is they're called take five quiet cards. So what do I do in quiet? Well, I created a deck of cards and each card has a title: accepting, planning, reading, thinking, nothing, complaining. There's different categories. So you pick a card and you do it for 5 minutes. And it gives you a choice in the matter so that you don't multitask in quiet. Because when you do a lot of things at the same time in quiet, it may feel really noisy and you may stop doing it. So these cards were designed by me, for me initially, to give me a choice in how I want to spend my quiet time when I set that appointment. Number five is a notebook. We have a Quiet Works notebook. You can buy any notebook, but this one is specifically inspirational quotes. And it's really beautifully designed. It's got a textured finish to it. If you go to thequietworkplace.com, we have a store with these tools in it. But just get a notebook. Have a notebook that you can use during your quiet time at work. And then finally, I just call it like having a toy or a game. We have fidget spinners that we use in our classes. Sometimes, when I need to reset and kind of quiet, I might play a game of solitaire or use a fidget spinner or some little device or toy or game that I can use alone that allows me to reset, reflect, that's kind of like a change of activity that's playful that can help me. And that's the toolkit. Really cool, when I design these things, but just making them practical, fun, engaging, to help you in this quest, really, to make quiet something that you do every day. And finally, in part three of the book, Quiet Practices at Work, is chapter 13, and this is Tech Timeouts to Reclaim Your Day. And one of the beliefs, false beliefs and behaviors that drive professionals in a noisy world is that technology is always necessary. To work is to be connected to or near a computer, a laptop, my phone, and some type of a connected device. I can't work unless that's around me. And imagine if you forgot your laptop or your phone, you're like, I can't work without it. Well, there's a lot of work that you can't do without a computer, without a connected device. But technology is not always necessary. In fact, here's some techniques that you can use for tech timeouts. So the question is what can you talk about tech timeouts in your book? What can you elaborate on how this works in a practical sense? In a practical sense, I would recommend, having moments when you do have quiet time that it's a low tech or a no tech moment. Well, if it's a low tech moment, I might have my device but not disconnected from the internet. Or if it's a no-tech environment, I might leave my laptop behind and just have a notebook and a pen. If I go into meetings, I might go into meetings and leave my computer behind. I might require meetings to have no-tech meetings where we don't bring laptops into the meeting. It's just people talking to each other. Turning phones off or devices off completely. You can put them on airplane mode. That's one way. But if you really want to just literally turn it into a brick and just turn it off completely and see how you react to that, I don't need it. Now, obviously, if you need to be available, you might not want to do that. But if you don't, if you could really go off the grid for 10 minutes, nothing bad's going to happen for 10 minutes. It's a test of how you think that you need to be connected, but you actually, in fact, don't need to be connected. Some people just take that and just turn your phone off and put it face down. And that movement into I'm giving myself a tech timeout can be incredibly powerful for you to start using quiet during the day. So that's part three of the book, chapters 9 through 13 we've covered today in our Q&A on Quiet Works. We're getting closer to the release of the book. It's coming next week, October 15th, 2024. And I'm really, really excited to make some good noise about quiet. Just saying.